I'm not sure where this came from, but we will do it and see if it makes sense. During this Lenten season, we've heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil. All that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other, since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this night, when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation. It's proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us for our benefit. He became a man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will of God and the law of God, and so deliver us. He took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve, so that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in faith and holy living. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as he said, "I became a man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of you, I give you this, my body, to eat." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, if it is as he said, "I have mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities, I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives and forgives sinness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing his word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and he has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. Giving him our most grateful thanks, we take up our cross and follow him according to his first commandment. We love one another as he has loved us. As our Lord on this night exemplified his love by washing his disciples' feet, so we by our words and actions serve one another in love. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. Just as the one cup is filled with the wine of many grapes, one bread is made from countless grains, so also we bring many our one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty God, merciful Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God our Father, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe the forgiveness that I speak is not mine, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for us as we believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive us all our sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the God of peace himself sanctify us completely. May your whole spirit and soul body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who calls you and is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Amen.